I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by drbillbailey.net, Netcasts. Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, Netcast. And I'm glad you could join us again this week. You know, every week we have a foray into the strange and geeky world that is drbill.tv. Yes, which of course, coincidentally, is the name of our blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, which I have there on the screen for you to peruse. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. I had a very weird sensation there, like my tongue was going to lock up and fall over on its side. But it didn't happen. I don't know why these things happen. Yes, well, I'm sure Fred has theories. He does that. Anyway, we're going to get into the blog. The aforementioned drbill.tv, otherwise known as Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. I am, of course, Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon because I'm into computers and I'm a curmudgeon. What are you going to say? By the way, C-U-R-M-U-D-G-E-O-N, curmudgeon. For those of you that don't know how to pronounce it, or say it, or whatever. See, we used to have, actually we still have the URL, thecomputercurmudgeon.com. That's what we started with. Then we just took it down to computercurmudgeon.com. I still have both of those URLs. And then I finally decided I was tired of spelling C-U-R-M-U-D-G-E-O-N over and over because people didn't know how to spell curmudgeon. What's wrong with our educational system? Just saying. So I just went to the simpler, shorter drbill.tv, drbill.tv, much quicker and easier to spell. So come here for your weekly spelling exercise. Anyway, the blog, of course, has an item on it. The very first item this week is Amazon Cloud Player for the PC. Now, of course, the Amazon Cloud Player has been available as a web browser thing, and it works rather well. I like that. However, it requires you to use your browser. Ha ha. Yes, you knew that because it's a web browser-based technology. Well, Amazon has decided to release a standalone installable version of their Amazon Cloud Player. And I must say, it's pretty cool. I downloaded it, and I have all of my albums in the cloud, which is pert nigh on to 116-some albums of music. I have very eclectic, strange tastes in music, and so many of the ones that I uploaded were not in the regular Amazon music store. Now, what's cool about that is if you upload a file that you own that they already have a digital copy of, they just say, oh, okay, and they check a little box that says you have access to that. And in some cases, I've had this happen, where I've uploaded a file that I, you know, copied electronically off of an LP album, which had lots of pops and snaps and things. And because they had it in their store, their version was better than mine in terms of audio quality. Pretty cool. So I like this whole shared data thing when it improves my musicality. So anyway, it's pretty cool. And I've got a link here in the blog upon which you may click and download said Amazon Cloud Player for your PC. Now, speaking of Microsoft, what? We weren't speaking about Microsoft. We were talking about Amazon. Yes, but I'm segueing rather badly. So, what are you going to do? Windows Blue will definitely be called Windows 8.1, and it will be a free upgrade. See, there's a couple of concerns I had here. I heard that Windows Blue, which is their code name, they've been calling that for a while. And so, I was concerned that when they finally did bring it out, it was going to cost money. Dude, I just bought Windows 8. Now you're going to come out with something else supposedly better. One would hope. And at least they're going to give us the start button back. So that's cool. You know, even though I've got Classic Shell running, so I don't really, you know, I'm not like chomping at the bit for it. But anyway. So they announced that it was indeed going to be called Windows 8.1. That they're going to have a public preview version available on June 26th, which is not that far off. And that it was going to be a free upgrade for people that already owned Windows 8. Now, I talked to somebody at work, a geek, actually, at work, who did not know that when Windows 8 came out, they had a $39 offer to get it, you know, for $39. Duh. But they didn't realize that, and so they paid the full price because the special had gone off. That's sad. They need to listen to the DrBill.TV show. We save you money. Just saying. So anyway, that was kind of frustrating, actually, because I thought, dude, you work with Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, and you didn't know that? Well, they obviously don't watch the show, so hey, what are you going to do? Right? So, whoa! Yes! Fred ran the official Geek Software of the Week drum roll there to remind us that we have Geek Software of the Week. Now, this Geek Software of the Week is different. It's very different. Most of my Geek Software of the Weeks that I do are free and or open source. Okay? Some few, very few, you actually have to pay for. And this is one of them. There's not like, you know, a freebie here. Some have a free version and have a paid for version. This is paid for version. All right, but you can try it 30 days free. And if you really like it and just can't live without it, then you could pay the $9.95. I rounded it up to $10 for the software. And I'm telling you, it is worth it. Okay? And now here's the thing for me. I like Squirrel Mail. And I use it for my email for everything. And it's web-based. But on my main machine at home, I like to have an email client, a local email client, for only one reason, which is an odd reason. When it's time for me to clean up my email, I like to order by in a local client, which is snappier, more responsive than the web client. And then I can get rid of stuff quickly and easily. Click, 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 boom, gone. And since I use my local email client as an IMAP client up to the server, then it also, of course, cleans up my files in my email account so that even the Squirrel Mail interface now is cleaned up. Okay? So, I like a local email client for that. Well, I've been using Thunderbird. Thunderbird, from what I understand, is no longer being developed. Dude, what's up with that? But at any rate, you know, I know email clients are boring and so forth for most people, but I kind of like email clients. I like playing with them. So I tried this particular one. This Geek Software of the Week this week is Postbox. Okay, Postbox. And it is very nice. It has lots of cool features, but that wasn't really what got me. What got me was, when I downloaded it and set it up and tried it, it was like, this is just so clean and simple and easy to use. I like this. And so I tried it for a while, and when I decided, you know, I'm going to keep it, I went ahead and paid the $9. Dude. So, it's got features out the wazoo, the proverbial wazoo. I don't know what a wazoo is. Probably don't want to know what one is, but anyway. It is, the cool thing about this postbox interface is, the email interface is, it is, as they say here, powerful, intuitive, and faster than a scalded monkey. Which, if you've ever seen a scalded monkey, they're pretty doggone fast. Just saying. The Postbox email client will help you stay on task, which is difficult for me. Yes. Yes, well, Fred, you didn't have to agree so quickly. But it's true, actually. You can find information quickly and act, not react. It's clever. So they have conversation views, which are powerful, actionable, and easy to use. I'm reading their little blurb here. That's why it sounds like I'm a salesperson. Anyway, has powerful tagging, has awesome Gmail support. Now, you don't have to use it with Gmail. You can just use it with your IMAP account or your POP3 account. That's fine. But if you are using it with Gmail, it has lots of cool Gmail features. Dedicated important view for high priority messages. Send and archive your messages in just one step. Add detected dates to your Google Calendar. Support your Gmail keyboard shortcuts for the power user. Lots of Gmail stuff built in for those that use Gmail. So, pretty cool. It has a quick reply feature. You can integrate your Dropbox links. Instead of trying to send large files, you can send Dropbox links in your email very easily. They integrated that. That's kind of cool. Track to-dos within your inbox. Quickly find documents and images. Social connections. Add a personal touch so you can connect into your Facebook, LinkedIn, Gravatar, Twitter, all of those kinds of things. And easy file searching within the Compose window. Pretty cool. So really, I was impressed. And if I'm impressed enough to buy software, dude, that's pretty impressive. So Postbox, try it. You can try it free. So there you go. Now, speaking of trying things free, how about something that's completely free? You don't even have to buy. And that is, of course, well, okay. This is assuming you already have a Roku box, okay? If you don't have a Roku box, okay, then you'll have to buy a Roku box. But you should already have bought a Roku box because you need one. Just saying. So get yourself a Roku box and then connect up to the free drbill.tv. Actually, it's drbillbailey.net netcasts. Channel. Yes. And we just added the official banner startup, the splash page. It's actually currently on the beta channel version only. Hasn't been approved. You know how you have to go through an approval process with Roku if you have a regular full-blown channel. So it hasn't been fully approved yet, but it will be very shortly, I'm sure. So, but the drbillbailey.net Netcast channel is our sponsor this week. You might say I'm my own sponsor. And I don't pay myself, so it's not a very good sponsor in that sense. But it's a very good product, which is, of course, our Roku channel. So sign up for it. It's free. We have almost 5,500 households connected to the Dr. Bill channel on the Roku. Now, when you think about that, that's over 5,000 households that the silliness is getting into. Yes. My plan to take over the world. What are we going to do tonight, Brian? Yes. All right, next item. Speaking of Roku, Roku pushes out their new version 5 software interface, the new interface that they've been talking about for some time. I saw it, and it's better, somewhat. I kind of like it. It's certainly more modern looking and more tablety looking and all that, and that's nice. But it just seems to me that they mainly wanted to have bigger ads. So I'm not sure entirely that it's worthwhile, but it's not bad, okay? And it's progress, and they're changing things. So you gotta go with that. While we're speaking of Roku, by the way, I had somebody write me, actually a month or so ago, and said, Video Buzz is going away! How am I gonna watch my YouTube now on the Roku? Well, see, there used to be a YouTube app that some third-party person wrote that was not associated with YouTube, and YouTube said, ah. So they had to take that off. So there you go. So then VideoBuzz came along, and VideoBuzz says, that's okay, we'll write an interface that allows you to see your YouTube videos through VideoBuzz. And YouTube said, no, you're using our content, and you're not us. And so they basically did a cease and desist, and Roku had to pull the channel, okay? Which you could have kind of seen that coming, you know what I'm saying? Plus, I personally, this is my personal opinion, I don't know nothing, Fred will attest to that, I don't know nothing about YouTube's plans officially, but it seems to me that YouTube will shortly and eventually have their own Roku channel. That just makes sense, okay, to me. But I could be wrong. So I got word this week from a faithful listener and reader of the blog that VideoBuzz was back, but in a sneaky way. Obviously, they can't have any ties to Roku, right? So how are they going to provide the content without Roku's approval? Apparently they puzzled over it and they came up with a method. And the method is to essentially kind of hack the system. So what you do is you go to their website, videobuzz.in, which is a weird website, but anyway, I think that's an India URL. So anyway, but you go to that website and you follow the instructions, and it allows you to turn your Roku, put it into developer mode, then you install their software as though you were the developer, okay? And then you can use their channel even though neither YouTube nor Roku approve it. Now, that's a little odd. Not to mention the fact that if you are already a Roku developer, as I am, because I developed the Dr. Bill Bailey.net netcast channel and the SpeakFaith.tv channel, so I've got two channels that I developed, and that means that it would overwrite my developer stuff, and I wouldn't be able to develop. Well, that's not good, and so I can't really use VideoBuzz in that fashion. But you could do it, you know. Now, whether you want to or not, I don't know. That's entirely up to you. But I'm just sharing it with you so you'll know that it is out there and still available. And like I said, I still think that YouTube's going to come up with their own Roku channel. Just makes good sense. It'll just be a little while. We don't know when that's going to happen. It's just a theory. Don't hold me to it. Got my fingers crossed. My toes, you can't see them, but they're crossed too. Anyway, so speaking of YouTube, see all these segues? They're working better than the first one, you gotta admit. Okay, YouTube competes with Ustream and other services like that on live streaming. I saw this week in the Tech Podcast Network Google group. Is it Google group? Yes, it is. Google group. That is actually their news group thing, but anyway. YouTube was going to allow live streaming for people that have channels, but there's a couple of caveats. The major one being that you have to have at least 1,000 subscribers to qualify to ask if you can do live streaming. So there's a whole process. The first hurdle of which is to have 1,000 subscribers. Well, guess what? I don't have 1,000 subscribers yet. you can help with this. I mean, we just talked about the fact that over 5,000 households are connected to the Dr. Bill TV Roku channel. If every single one of you went to YouTube and became a subscriber to the Dr. Bill Bailey channel, then I would qualify and might try live streaming on YouTube. It might be fun and techie and strange. Certainly silly. So please, please subscribe to my Dr. Bill Bailey YouTube channel. How do I do that, Dr. Bill? Well, here's what you do. Go to YouTube and type in at the end of the YouTube.com URL a slash. The slash is the slash like what's beside the shift key. Slash. Type that, and then after it put DrBillBailey, don't forget the EY, it's not Y, not just LY, it's LEY. Okay, so Dr. Bill Bailey, hit the button to return, and it will take you to that channel. Or you can simply go to the YouTube search box and type dr.bill.tv. And that will, I'm sure, find the Dr. Bill Bailey channel, okay? You'll see our channel because it will hit you in the face with the bright blueness of the header where it says drbill.tv. So, please, please subscribe because then I can try this new streaming technology, which I'm kind of amped about trying. So, there you go. Now, speaking of YouTubery, YouTube is adding shoppable channel feature things to their channels. The first company that's trying it is Tresemme. Tresemme, which is all about hair. Yeah, like I need that. But anyway, well, maybe I need it, but I'm certainly not going to use it. Anyway, they're the first partner, the parent company Unilever, the first partner with Google to highlight Tresemme as a YouTube channel gadget, okay? So they're coming up with more ways to monetize, I like the word monetize, YouTube channels, which can be good, I guess, for people that have channels, but for the user, it might get annoying, depending on how they do it. So we'll see how that goes. Okay, also, I should mention that this past week, they had Google I.O., and they announced a whole bunch of stuff, and they redid Google Plus, which I think is a lot more chaotic looking. I like linearness. You know, we're all used to Facebook that's all linear. Now Google Plus is all over the page. I don't know if I like it. And they also announced OK Google, which, you know, the little microphone at the end of the Google search bar. Well, you can enable your microphone like this one right here. So you can talk to your computer, like Scotty did in the Save the Whales movie. But anyway, if you're a trucker, you know that reference, so just go with it. Anyway, so with the Google thing, you can turn on your microphone and you can say, "Okay, Google," which gets its attention. First, you got to get its attention. It's like the old story about the farmer that sold the mule. And the guy who bought the mule couldn't get the mule to do anything. And so he went to the farmer and said, you got to take this mule back. He doesn't do what he's supposed to do. And the farmer that sold it said, "Well, why? What's he doing?" He says, "He won't do anything." He says, "Well, come over here. I'll show you how to do it." So he takes a 2x4 and whacks the mule upside the head and then tells the mule, "Giddy up." And the mule obeys. He said, "What was that all about?" He says, "Well, first you got to get his attention." Long story to say that you got to do pretty much the same thing with OK Google. So you say, "OK Google," that gets its attention, and then you put in your request. Search for jelly beans. And when you do that, I hear a phone ringing again. It's all in my mind. No, it's actually ringing. Anyway, I'm not answering it, though, because it's Saturday. So anyway, so here's the thing. You can put in your search request verbally, which is pretty cool. I like that. So anyway, that's one of the new features, and they talked about a whole bunch of other things. So there's lots of googliness happening. I'm going to try the OK Google thing since I have a microphone. Haven't done it yet, but I'm going to. Lots of strangeness happening out there. So anyway, now they're using that telephone. They must really need me. I'd better check it out. So I'll say until next time, the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.